Duncan MacLeod, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, the business technology show where we spotlight interesting companies in the business technology space. I have two guests in the studio today. First up, we have Workday South Africa MD Kiveshan Mudli, Kiv for short. Kiv is no stranger to the show, and indeed, this is the second in a series of discussions with Workday grouped under the title Changemakers, where you'll gain insights into Workday, the market it plays in, and how enterprises in South Africa can take advantage of its technologies and products to help grow their businesses. Now, Kiv is joined in the studio today by Vinolia Singh, and Vinolia is Chief People Officer at workplace solutions provider AdCorp and a Workday customer. Welcome, Vinolia. Welcome, Kiv. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Vinolia, let me start with you. I know the name AdCorp. I believe you're in the recruitment business, or am I misstating that? Tell me a bit about AdCorp and what they do.
Yeah, thanks, Duncan. I think, AdCorp is a workplace solutions provider. We operate in two geographies currently, here in South Africa and in Australia. AdCorp is listed on the JSE, and we're about 50 years old in a few months' time. AdCorp is a workplace solutions provider, like I mentioned, and we help clients solve their workforce solutions requirements. So anything from permanent recruitment to contingent staffing in the blue collar and the white collar space. We also help our clients with training and upskilling of a workforce. So just a little bigger than recruitment.
Sure, sure. But around 50 years, that's quite an accomplishment. Tell me a bit about your role then. You're Chief People Officer at AdCorp. Is that an internally focused role or an externally focused one?
Yeah, so Chief People Officer for the group is both internal and external. So part of the portfolio is to look after our entire workforce solutions. I'm also responsible for ESG for the group across both geographies. And in the South African context, I'm responsible for our BBBEE transformation agenda. And I think we'll touch a little on this later as we further our discussion. But the workforce is changing. Mm-hmm. So my latest addition to the portfolio is a platform business to enable different work types. And that is beyond your permanent recruitment. So we'll chat about it a little later.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk a bit about the nature of work. You mentioned the workplace is changing. And of course, we've come out of the COVID-19 pandemic, which had a huge impact on the way people work and work from home and hybrid work and all that sort of thing. But maybe give us an overview from the AdCorp perspective on how the workplace has changed, not just only because of COVID, but what some of the trends we've seen in recent years and how that's impacting your business as well.
Yeah, so it's an interesting one, Duncan, because, you know, there's no handbook or rule book for it, and we're learning as we go along. But what we're finding and what we're seeing is that there's dynamics that are changing in the future of world or the world of work in different dimensions. Mm-hmm. So in the one dimension, we've got different age groups entering the workforce. So you've got your different generations, and more you're getting the younger individuals that are entering the workforce, and they come with a different requirement, a different demand, a different way of working. We then find that, you know, the global economy is opening up, and COVID accelerated that in the sense that you're not having full-time, everyday, office-bound workers. You're going to have different types of work structures. You've got remote work, you've got hybrid work. And companies are still wrestling with what works for them. But, you know, I consider that the world of work has become boundaryless, where mm-hmm. people are living in different parts of the globe and working for global organizations in different cities, different geographies. So we have to become more flexible around these arrangements. And then we're also finding, particularly in the South African environment, with high unemployment, people mm-hmm. are cutting their employment cost line. So they need to become more innovative in how we're going to require or acquire the skills we need to still deliver. And this is where we are seeing that there's a shift from permanent employment to contingent to almost like your gig working, your freelancing. That is quite mature in, you know, first world countries like the US and the UK, etc. And it's starting to pick up. So I spoke about us, or now me, running a platform business. Mm-hmm. And that business is to gear up for this employment type of freelancers or gig workers. And fundamentally, what we're seeing is the concept of fractional work. Mm-hmm. Instead of being totally unemployed, I will work in multiple organizations on different projects. I'm not limited just to the boundaries of the location I live in. I can do work for global organizations. And we're finding that that trend is pretty much aligned with the younger generation as well. They don't want to be stuck to one organization. They want to have variety. They want to have challenge. And they want to work on multiple projects. And what we're finding as well is that, you know, I think the boomers and the X generation, they pretty much work their entire life to just enjoy retirement when they get their lump sum of money. But then you find they don't have the health or the energy to do what they want to do. But now they have the time. But you find the younger generations, it's very different. It's all about experience. It's about a balanced life. It's about, I will work for a couple of months. I will then take a break and enjoy life. I want to see the world. I want to travel. And then I'll come back to a different gig. And sometimes our employment types, our work structures in organizations are very archaic in this manner. They can't accommodate for these kind of things. So, you know, younger generations will say, I'll take 2 months leave and I'll come back, or, you know, give me time off for 3 months to travel this part of the world. And so we're finding that that shift is happening and that we need to be ready for it.
Interesting. So, I mean, as Gen Z starts to come into the workforce, is this more problematic for companies who are trying to attract the right skills? I mean, companies historically have invested a lot of money building up talent. And then obviously they want to hang on to that talent. But I suppose if Gen Z is thinking, okay, I'm going to work for one organization for a short period of time, move on to another one, or possibly take time out, it becomes a lot more difficult for companies to attract and retain talent. How are companies able to do that in this new world? And how does AdCorp advise them to do that specifically?
Yeah, I think it's definitely changing. And the mismatch we find is companies have leaders that are quite traditional in their approach. You know, we're encouraging leaders to actually, and business leaders to say, think differently. Because if you want to attract the talent, also if you want to attract diversity, younger individuals come with a different way of thinking and a different way of problem solving. You know, you got to change your people practices and how you look at your people philosophy and in the traditional ways of, you know, I will only pay an incentive at X period of time, etc. You know, so now it's very, you got to adapt. And if you don't adapt, you're not going to have be the forerunner in attracting the talent that you need to shift your organization. Mm-hmm. So we're encouraging our client base, et cetera, to think about their workforce planning, their workforce solutions differently. And we're sharing some of these trends to say, you know, how can we help you? This is what we're seeing. How can we help you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how has this impacted your role as Chief People Officer at AdCorp? I mean, I guess you're engaging with clients quite differently now to the way you were in the past. Maybe from an internal perspective, what are you doing differently to ensure that you attract the right talent at AdCorp?
Yeah,
especially from younger people.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. It's been a big shift for me in terms of my own leadership style as well, but also my colleagues and our leadership workforce in terms of those that have teams they have to lead. You know, fundamentally, what I'm finding the big shift is, and in AdCorp, we have fundamentally about 60% plus of your generation, Y, Zs, and millennials. So pretty much a young organization. How they view recognition is very different. It's not your traditional recognition of how much of money that do I get at the end of the day, but it's what's the purpose mm-hmm. of this organization? How am I contributing to your purpose? What's the values? How do I associate with that? And often they would ask these questions upfront in an interview. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a compelling purpose of why you exist and what difference you want to make, we've actually seen individuals say, not for me. And then we also find fundamentally, you know, when we look at interviews as well, what's your hybrid policy? And they'll tell you, if you know, I don't have flexibility, goodbye. I'll consider someone else. Mm. But what you're finding is that the younger generations are very tech savvy. They want the data about themselves and information for their growth, et cetera, in their hands. They do not want your traditional, you know, paper-based leave application process, et cetera. And I think what was quite critical for myself in my role at AdCorp is finding technology solutions that will bring about digitalization and kind of innovate our people practices. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have acquired Workday as our human capital system of choice. And we do everything in terms of our recruitment processes, you know, linked to Workday, our pay. And we also use the system to give us insights about our organization. We've got our talent mapping done on Workday. So the young individuals can see, if I want a career here at AdCorp, what's my path going to look like, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we've had to innovate. We've had to bring in tech. We had to create policies and frameworks that are fit for purpose for our workforce. And that links to the ability to attract and retain good talent. Mm-hmm. And that also allows us to drive employee engagement. So, key things, not everybody's driven by how much of money they get. Some are driven by recognition. And what we've done with Workday is we've put the power in the hands of the line managers as well to build a line manager capability. You might have heard the saying, people don't leave organizations, they leave managers. Mm-hmm. You know, and so a simple thing, and I had an example. I log on to Workday and I was having a one-on-one and Workday alerted me, this particular individual in my team is coming up for an 8-year anniversary at AdCorp. Mm-hmm. And I was equipped. And in my meeting, a discussion with my direct report, the first thing I started off is, how's been the last 8 years? You're coming up for an anniversary. And I think the fact that I took time to understand where my employee's journey was, mm-hmm, in their career was just like at another level of leadership. Mm-hmm. You know? So it was like, geez. Yes, it's 8 years, and how do you know? And of course, I'm not going to say Workday reminded me. I'm going to say I am in tune as a line manager, and I'm your leader, and I take time to get to know you at a personal level. And similarly, you know, we get reminders when it's someone's birthday coming up, et cetera. So it's those smaller things that equip us to be better leaders and create a culture in the organization that make one feel that they're just not a number, but a sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. And that far outweighs any financial price tag you can put on to any investment, etc. Yes.
Kev, let me bring you in here. I find this generational shift quite interesting. I guess the boomer generation and Gen Xers, and maybe even to some extent millennials, would join an organization and just start to use the tools that were given to them. But I get the impression that Gen Z is quite different in that it comes into an organization and says, why are we doing it this way? Why are we using these tools? Surely we can do it this way. And this is probably, or arguably, perhaps you need to include millennials here as well, but it's the first generation that has actually grown up on the internet and is intimately familiar with technology and is not scared of it in any way and sees the value of using these tools. How is that changing the workforce and how people are making demands on companies like Workday, for example, in deploying these sort of technologies in the corporate environment?
Quite drastically, I think, to Bonani's point as well, is if we look at the younger generation coming in, they're no longer applying for jobs, but they're looking for companies that can enhance their skills. Mm-hmm. So we've moved from a job economy to a skills economy. So that's something that's quite crucial, because the younger generation really wants their skills to be exploited. And they're looking for organizations where they don't have to stay long term. They obviously can look at gig work potentially, but also fulfill their requirements. I think on the technology side, they're also wanting to embrace technology that they use on a daily basis. So for example, everyone uses WhatsApp or Instagram or other social tools. And when you engage with enterprise software, you want that look and feel. Mm-hmm. Seamless connections, you want there to be less clicks. And that's created a huge challenge for the industry that exists today. So we as Workday have continuously innovating our platform every week in terms of what we do. So we try and make sure that our UI is as up-to-date as possible to make sure the look and feel is very closely aligned to other technologies that are out there. In fact, the Workday app is one of the most downloaded apps on the US iStore, mm-hmm, as an example. It's one app to run the entire business when it comes to HR and finance. So that's driving the different behavior. And then I think the other element is with generative AI coming in as well, which is great, because we also have been forced, based on the industry, based on where technology is going, to adapt to the changes taking place. So I think there's two sides to it. I think the other positive side that's taking place, especially when you look at the workforce, and you know, Vanolia's got quite a diverse workforce externally and internally as well, is that concept of reverse mentoring that exists. And we often don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But when you look at reverse mentoring, we have different people in our team as Workday. And sometimes the guys that are slightly older are learning from the younger guys in terms of tenacity,
yes.
in terms of problem solving, in terms of being creative, in terms of having a growth mindset. So, and mindset comes into play as well, because the older generation is kind of fixed in terms of where you are, but the younger generation just wants to provide, solve for solutions, mm-hmm. not look at problems.
Well, tell me a bit about your engagement with AdCorp and how it came about, and what some of the issues or challenges were inside that organization that you were asked to solve.
Yeah, so it's been a journey since, I think, 2019 or so, when Vernoli and I first started chatting. And the initiative that we have at the moment is called Change Make Initiative with the podcast series. And we believe, you know, from an industry perspective, Vernoli is a change maker. Mm-hmm. And for us, that's somebody leading the charge, taking control, you know, having the right mindset and leading an organization. And it's we're fortunate that AdCorp's a customer of ours as well. But the journey started off with AdCorp looking for a solution based on the human capital requirements. And I think based on the pain points they had in the time, looking to solve for them. Vernoli can possibly add a bit more color.
Yeah, so we were sitting with the problem of about 90 different leave types, you know, for different companies, having different leave policies, etc. And when you're trying to drive one culture, you know, because people move within brands, within an organization, mm-hmm. you know, you got to streamline that. So we actually decided that we needed, you know, a lot of pre-work around basically simplifying that, getting consistency and an employee experience that is consistent across the group. We had no record in terms of people's leave balances. Payroll sat separately outside individually. Payroll was almost your master data for people. But when you're driving a strategic people agenda, payroll is just an operating entity in terms of enabling one element. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at talent and how do you retain your talent, how do you grow your talent, how do you move, how do you do succession planning, how do you do skills development that's meaningful as opposed to just a tick box exercise of spending some skills fund, etc. When you want meaningful change, you need to bring all elements of the people practices together. Mm-hmm. And on one platform, because they're all interrelated if you want to drive a strategic agenda. And so we, you know, at that time, AdCorp was looking for a human capital system, and Workday became our system of choice. We went live in 2020.
You must have looked at a number of options available in the marketplace. Why did you eventually settle on Workday?
A number of reasons. I think firstly, you know, on a more technical note, the way their database is structured, it's simple, it's easier, whereas other competing entities might have a different architecture set up that's more complex, especially when you're doing updates, when you're offboarding and onboarding individuals. I come from a very tech background, so the setup and the architecture style is very important for me. If I want to thread different people practices onto one platform, they need to talk to each other with mm-hmm. simplicity. So their architecture type and the way technically the system is designed and built was really compelling. It was cutting edge and futuristic, cloud-based. Then, you know, Kiv says there's multiple deployments. There's your mobile app that you could use to actually make some of these people processes easier. Line managers approving leave on their phone, mm-hmm. Employees applying for leave on their phone, submitting their sick notes, submitting their claims, staff claims, etc. So that was, you know, if I look at it being cutting edge, was number one. Okay, then I looked at simplicity. I've implemented quite a few systems and various platforms before. The one thing that we really liked about Workday is that you, as a client, can own your own configuration. You don't have to get consultants each time you want to make a change, etc. So that was very, very key. So if I would upskill, but obviously then once you upskill staff, you have the risk of losing them. So you got to retain them because it's hard. I mean, the Workday skill in South Africa is very limited. So then you can do stuff on your own. You're independent of the service provider. You're not held in terms of you have to do any changes through my consulting team. That's the second reason. And I think the third is if I looked at their product roadmap and their strategy. Now, what's quite critical in this space is the use of, Kiv spoke about generative AI, bots, etc. I don't have to worry about always being at the edge of excellence, because Workday is doing that for me. That's what I pay them for in my license structure. So I know that whatever they're coming up next with is going to be cutting edge to roll out or implement in my organization. And when you have these solutions or technology and digitalization that is groundbreaking, then you know that you are partnering with the right people to give you a solution that's always going to be ahead of the curve. For me personally, as a chief people officer, employing people into my HR team, Workday is an attraction. You tell them, hey, we use Workday as our preferred choice of tool, as opposed to running around with spreadsheets and Excel, you already got one foot in the door to attract the right people, because then they know, hey, if I work with AdCorp, I'm now going to be exposed to some of the world-class HR systems in my field, and that's only just going to make me better as a resource. So, you know, I can think of numerous reasons, but those are the top three that come to mind.
Sure, sure. Often we see in big ERP projects that companies embark on these projects and end up re-engineering their business processes to conform with the software rather than the other way around. What has your experience been like in deploying Workday? What sort of implementation work did you have to do in the back end? Did you have to forklift out your old systems and replace them with Workday? What was actually involved in that integration, and how easy was it?
Yeah, so I think fortunately for me, in this particular example at AdCorp, and I have different examples in my previous employers, but in AdCorp, we had various brands across the group, and the level of maturity of people practices varied.
Okay.
Some businesses didn't even have or offer maternity leave to their staff, as simple as that. Some businesses did performance management and others didn't. Some businesses just allocated annual increases on a feel-good basis. I'm the line manager. This is what you should get, you know? So it was very easy in that environment to streamline, because now you're saying some didn't have best practice. We're going to bring that best practice into play. What we did at Workday, and this is my philosophy when I do implementations, is I work on a minimal customization and maximum vanilla approach.
Okay.
So a key factor in one of the selection processes of Workday is tell me how you run performance management, how you run talent management, how you run learning and development. And that was good practice or best practice in terms of how their system was configured. So that was also a very big ticket item for decision making.
And I think what Vanilla did is we provide a set of business rules out of the box in terms of how processes should be run. And Vanilla embraced it and challenged the team in terms of why can't we not stick to standardize a process in terms of deviating, instead of deviating.
And we said if we want to be a world-class, you know, workplace solutions provider, then we must adopt best practice. And so what we did in that environment is when we saw Workday's processes and their workflows, we are like, why should we deviate, like Kiv says? So we took about a 98% vanilla approach to Workday for the people or human capital implementation module. And I think that contributes quite significantly to our success rate of implementation.
Right.
To our adoption as well. Because things work. It's simple. You know, the workflow is great. You got to work on your change management and adoption, because sometimes people don't go in every day. It's not like your email and then it becomes second nature. But 3 years in, 4 years in, I mean, I just completed a performance cycle right now. It's entrenched in the business. People know I have to go into Workday. I have to have my conversations. I have to do my ratings, etc. And we've kind of matured that best practice that Workday brings in. If I also align to their approach of their processes, etc. When they make changes to their product, it's not going to have a major impact on me. If I highly customize 54 business rules for leave, then every time there's an update, I got to make sure that so my team will spend most of their time maintaining the system as opposed to adding value to the business. So that's the approach we took. That is what we used Workday for, because I'm like, why reinvent? Why must I pay the school fees? And they did it.
And I think, Duncan, just to add as well, if we take the technology and the platform out, AdCorp ran a really good project. So in the end, it's really about how you manage a project. And there's a few things for me that stand out. One was great executive sponsorship from Vanolia and the rest of her exco team, including the board, in terms of ownership of the project and having the vision and strategy in terms of the value that Workday could provide the organization. So that was always clear from the beginning. The second thing was governance. So Vonolia ran a really good governance model. And, you know, I think based on some of the things that you've covered in the media recently, based on some other projects, we see that sometimes governance fails in terms of making changes in projects or the project, the design or the scope or the OEM that might be involved with the partnership. And that was really rock solid. And change management at COP was great. You know, making sure that the employees understood the value of why Workday. And I think what Vonolia and the team have done is created certain nuances that kind of forced employees to embrace the technology as well. Mm-hmm. So as much as, you know, we're a great great tech platform provider, customer plays a massive role in making sure those elements come about. And ATCOP did an amazing job. And based on that, the project was delivered on time and on budget as well.
I imagine that not all companies take that approach, though, and you've alluded to some of the big projects that have gone awry in the South African market in the last little while. I mean, how do you engage with a client who isn't as approachable in this regard as ATCOP has been?
Yeah.
How do you engage with a company that says, well, this technology looks amazing, but they're not prepared to make changes internally that will facilitate the deployment of the technology?
We've had many. So we've had many prospective customers that we speak to. And based on a maturity assessment, based on an assessment of their leadership and their business intent, we sometimes do walk away because we might be the wrong fit for them. What's really crucial for us is making sure that our customers, it's not the day that we celebrate when our customers sign for us, it's the day when they go live.
Okay.
And a year after that, when they realize the business benefit as well.
Yeah.
And that's the last element coming back to the project where Vonolia and the team have been able to measure specific moments in the project in terms of value that has been achieved. And that's the other missing element, where a project kicks off, technology goes in, you have a go live, but what is the tangible, measurable business value?
Yeah.
And you've got quite a few anecdotes.
Yeah, we do. And value is not always translated to a rand value. Okay, I mean, yes, we went from various leaf type down to four leaf types, right? We went from, I think we saved about 35 to 40% on our leave accrual with better management of leave. You know, we've a simple example. We would have had people that get 20 days leave a year. Now I have an employee with a balance of 100 days leave. So I'm like, how many years have you not taken leave? Where's your work-life balance? But the cost of leave that you accumulated from 8 years ago to the rate of pay today, you know, cost me deeply. So we cleaned out a lot of those elements. It was hard to change it where we say you've got 12 days to accumulate leave and you've got 12 months to accumulate leave and you've got another 6 months to use it or you forfeit it. You know, because that's how I'm also managing the financial aspect of leave, the cost of leave. But because I also run the triple B double E element, which is very common in our South African environment for businesses, when you do audits, when you are verifying annually to get your BEE certificate, data that is readily available for a sample to be audited is a nightmare for any team. So when we acquired Workday, that was at the back of my mind in terms of, am I able to store employees' records to the nth degree? That makes my verification simple. So I can get a sample from my verifiers today, and I can almost guarantee you within 3 days, I'm turning around all the evidence for that sample because Workday allows us to keep all the documents we need, etc. And we've got flags built in place. You know, if somebody doesn't have a particular document, chase it, etc. So that's the non-financial impact of having systems and tech and designing for purpose. So, you know, when we looked at Workday and we looked at what can be achieved, we looked at also beyond just the people component, but the aspects that allow an organization to move strategically into the future. And I must say, I'm going into my fifth audit, and I've had my four previous audits was a level one, and we were seamless in terms of data provision that we just pull out of Workday.
And that's just the, you know, the art and science when you get technology to work for you.
Yeah.
Making data-driven decisions in real time.
Yeah.
And every time I chat to Vonolia, I always get blown away by another outcome in terms of how Workday is supporting the business.
Yeah, and a critical component, if I might add, on the data-driven stuff, right? So I try not to take a reactive approach. So I know now with Workday, we're storing all these different data sets about our employees. And so one of the key things, I picked up a trigger in our business sitting in one of the meetings, and I was able to join the dots. And I go back to my tech team and I said, I want a report on a sick leave analysis of all the people across the group in this business. And I must say what I found in certain brands, particularly in our South African business, not so much our Australian business, is that sick leave was substantially higher year on year. We then went in and said, okay, got to diagnose the problem. What's stemming from the sick leave? And it was quite interesting. It became a huge topic of discussion at Exco because we take our people well-being seriously. Mm. And within a couple of hours, I was able to get a report. The team analyzes it. I'm like, okay, go back and diagnose again. We then said, okay, maybe annual leave wasn't being uptaken and sick leave was being abused. Annual leave was up as well. And then we realized that we have a fundamental problem. And now we ask ourselves, is this on the back of COVID? We've diagnosed and, you know, employees disclosed on workday some of the matters that they're dealing with. And safely to say, in some BUs, we've had an increase of the number of individuals that were exposed to cancer. Wow. And what that helped me do is to say, how do I put support mechanisms for the line manager helping these individuals? How do I integrate these individuals with support with our EAP and our broader benefits suppliers and partners? And how do I also integrate this individual if they go off for treatment and coming back? And so those insights all just stemmed from one report we got out of Workday that then started telling me I need to be proactive in these areas.
Fascinating, fascinating. Last question. What has the reaction been? I mean, you spoke about the employee review that you did, but broadly, what has the employee reaction and response been to the deployment of Workday inside the organization, and what impact has it had on productivity?
Yeah, so interesting one. I think from my HR team, from a productivity point of view, we were able to become less transactional and track data, you know, and become more of business partners with our business because we had the system to help us do a lot of stuff. We had better record keeping of offboarding and onboarding, et cetera, more accurate. We removed human error in terms of now manually, you know, doing stuff as opposed to now it's all automated. On the business side, we had a slow uptake at the beginning because this was foreign, this was new. Mm-hmm. Change management was very critical. Why is it that I have to do this? I love doing it the way I did it all these years, you know, the traditional stuff.
Sure.
Sometimes I had to take a hard stance. Like example, we moved all of our staff claims into Workday HCM now that we also went live recently with Workday Fin. So there should not be any claims manually submitted. I do have individuals and sometimes even senior managers and staff that still won't submit their cell phones claims or whatever, travel claims or whatever on Workday. The hard approach is tough. We won't process your payment. I don't care what level you are at. There's a process. We need to, there's a reason the process is in place. We need to have discipline. And some of the times it's just about explaining why you are applying this change. And once people practice that change and they have a good experience, so the employee experience is very important. Mm-hmm. They'll keep coming back. Today, I have senior executives that push back on, you know, automating performance, automating an annual salary increase that will come with a pre-schedule out of Workday as opposed to me deciding what increase to give people. They're like, geez, you know, where have you been all our lives in terms of Workday? You know, where have you been? It's helped me so much where everything is objective. There's no subjectivity. There's no favoritism. There's transparency. And we're able to drive that transparency across the group. So a typical example is I'll get performance data out of Workday and I will get the financial performance of that brand. And I'll say, how can your entire business be on an average of exceeding or meets expectations when you have missed all your financial targets? And we have some deep, hard conversations. You know, there's no realism. Go back. You're being too generous. And that's how you bring consistency across your different brands. Leaders rate differently, so you bring that consistency. And without the tech, you're unable to have some of those robust conversations.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Vanellia Singh is Chief People Officer at AdCorp. Thank you so much for sharing your insights today with Tech Central. And Kiv Midley is MD of Workday South Africa. Thank you both for your time and for sharing your insights today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.